Welcome to the Ark Church Podcast. On here, you'll find all of our Sunday and Wednesday messages, as well as classes and special services. If you would like more information about the Ark Church, visit us at thearkchurch.com or download our app available to all app stores. Our heart for you is that you would live for God, grow stronger, and make a difference. Enjoy.
Text has been John 16, 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it's to your advantage that I go away. This is Jesus talking. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him to you. We talked about the fact that last week, and I'm just going to recap quickly, that Jesus was not finished teaching about the Holy Spirit. He taught a lot about the Holy Spirit. He knew him better than anybody else. And in John the 16th chapter, verses 12 through 15, said, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare them to you. All things the Father has are mine, therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare to you. Just as I was reading that, this just kind of came up in my heart. I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. There are some of you who are talking to people, and you're trying to tell them things, and they can't handle it. And you really need wisdom sometimes as to what people can hear. It's not that you don't know the truth. You probably do know the truth, but what can they handle? What can they take? That was free. The Holy Spirit was, Jesus said, you can't handle this, but the Holy Spirit will step in and continue to help the disciples. He will guide you into all truth. He leads, he will not force you. He'll guide you into all truth. You have to be willing to be guided. Talk about men. You have to be willing to be guided. And this thought really hit me, and this is something you'll see us focus on more and more. I really think it's a message that our world needs. It's a message that people need. Is the more you believe that God loves you, the more willing we become to be guided by him. I really think we've said it a lot, and yet I really think one of a revelation we could all use, including me, is just how much God loves us. And understanding the love of God. And understand, if you knew that he loved you more than anybody else that you know. You say, well, my mama loved me. Yeah, he loves you more than mama. He loves you more than anyone else that you know. The more you trust the fact that he loves you, the more it's easier to put our life in his hands and trust him with our future. And so we become a lot more willing to be guided if we believe that he has our best in store. And God does have our best in store. He does love us. And so the willingness to be guided is helpful. How are you guided? Through God's word. That's the number one way. You'll hear messages from ministries. You'll hear words from one another through what the Holy Spirit communicates to your heart. You know, Joy, when we were first married, I really launched Joy on a prayer life. Being married to me made her pray, and she learned something. I thought that was interesting. She said there were things that she would try to talk to me about, and I wouldn't listen. I know that's surprising. I know none of you ever have done that. If you ever talk to someone, you just tell, they are just not listening to me. And so she would try to talk to me, and I wasn't listening, and then she learned a secret, and it was sneaky. She knew I would pray. I would talk to the Lord. So she, instead of talking to me, she talked to the Lord about me. She said, Lord, you need to tell him to do this. Now, you have to understand, Joy wasn't trying to manipulate, trying to control. She was trying to bring peace into a relationship. And so she would pray about things. And it was great. I would come to her, be like maybe a couple of weeks later, and I'd say, you know, the Lord's really been putting on my heart to do this and this and this. And she was smart. She'd go, that's good. That's good. Now here's, I'm going to give you a secret. This is a marriage tip. When you do that and you pray for your spouse and they come around and share something like that, don't go, I've been praying about that for a long time and you needed to get that. Don't do that. That's not going to help. Because if you're like most men, we'll bow up right then. Really? I'll stop doing it just because you said that. You men could say amen. He said, we get real up in here. All right. Early church was guided into all the truth. Now, here's a great... You know, we look at the apostles sometimes. We think, man, that's amazing. And these guys were amazing. They're human. And after Jesus was resurrected, they weren't going to preach to the Gentiles for nothing. The Gentiles, forget them. They would only preach to Jews. And then they busted out and preached to the Samaritans. And they were halfway Jewish and like, okay, but we're not going to preach to the Gentiles. And so what do you do if the Lord's not going to force you to do something? So the Holy Spirit will guide you into truth. So he gave Peter. Peter's one of the leaders, and Peter's up on the roof one night. He's in Joppa, and he's on the roof, and he gets hungry, and he falls into a trance, and he gets a vision of a great sheet being lifted down, and the sheet opened up, and there's all kinds of animals in there, and a voice said, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." Well, there are animals in there that if you were Jewish, you didn't eat. And Peter's like, no, Lord. I've never eaten anything common or unclean. And the Lord said, and he did this three times, said, what I've cleansed, you can't call common. Which is another thing, listen, which means eat what you want to today. You can eat what you, listen, don't get caught up in food. Some people get caught, you got to eat clean food. Listen, if you like Whataburgers, milkshake, and French fries, jump in. It's not going to make you closer or farther away from God. You may see him quicker than the rest of us. But you can jump in. But Peter wasn't just, the Lord wasn't just talking about food. And then some men come and the Holy Spirit speaks to Peter and says, go with them. And he goes to Cornelius' house. Cornelius was Roman. He was a Roman centurion. And Peter preaches. The Holy Spirit falls. They're all praying in tongues. The other believers are with them are going, what? These are Gentiles. And Peter gets back to Jerusalem, and he's on the carpet now. He's in trouble. And they call him in front of the council, and Peter starts talking to him. He's defending himself. Acts 11 chapter. He said, then the Spirit, he's talking about the Holy Spirit, told me to go with them, doubting nothing. So now Peter's recounting that story. He's talking about how the Holy Spirit led them into truth. He will guide you into all the truth. So the truth was, he said, the Spirit told me to go with them, doubting nothing. Moreover, these six brothers, he's like, these guys came with me. He said, and we entered the man's house. And he told us how he'd seen an angel standing in his house who said to him, send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who will tell you words by which you and all your household will be saved. Time out. Angels can't preach the gospel. Anyone who tells you they get a revelation from an angel, be careful. That's how Joseph Smith had a revelation from an angel, started the whole Mormon movement. Angels don't preach the gospel. Men preach the gospel. That was free. And as I begin to speak, this is Peter talking, the Holy Spirit fell upon them as upon us at the beginning. Then I remember the word of the Lord. Remember, he will guide you in all truth. He'll bring to your remembrance. He's remembering. The Holy Spirit brought to his remembrance how the word of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Therefore, if God gave them the same gift as he gave us when we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand God? When they heard these things, they became silent. They glorified God, saying, then God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance to life. And all of us who have a Gentile background should go, amen. Amen. Because thank God that's where it changed, right there. Holy Spirit guided them into all truth. Okay, here's another area that the Holy Spirit will help. The Holy Spirit will show you things to come. Now, well, this is valuable. He is the Spirit of the living God, and he knows the future. The Holy Spirit can reveal the future concerning you, regarding God's plan for your life. I was sitting in a dorm, well, I was sitting in the parking lot of a dorm in in college. And I've just visited a girl that I thought I was going to marry, and I'm sitting in the car, and I'm hearing Dan Fogelberg, this will date you, this is 70s, Dan Fogelberg sing Another Auld Lang Syne. And as soon as I heard that, I had a revelation I was not going to marry that girl. You say, well, you heard a song and you got a feeling? No, I had a witness from the Holy Spirit, and I knew I wasn't going to marry her, and I didn't. He'll show you things to come. You know, he knows the future. He showed me, we were sitting in Lakewood one time. This was years ago, we were there. John Osteen was my pastor, and he introduced a couple who was leading the singles. And when they stood up and leading the singles, all of a sudden, I knew I was going to be leading the singles one day. I looked over at Joy, I said, we're going to lead that group. Sure enough, about a year later, they contacted us. He'll show you things to come. I said, well, he shows you things to come because you're a preacher. No. He shows me things to come because I'm a believer. And if you're a believer, he'll show you things about your life to come. He's shown me about jobs I was supposed to take. I sold cars when I came out of Bible school. I had a great resume until I went to Bible school. Then I came out of Bible school. No one wanted to hire me. And I got a job selling cars at Mack Height Chevrolet on the Katy Freeway. I'm sitting there selling cars, and I'm just looking out the window one day. There's nobody on the lot. And all of a sudden, I knew there was another job coming. Just knew it. So how'd you know it? Are you psychic? This isn't being psychic. This is having a witness of the Holy Spirit who lives in me, who can tell me about things to come. And so I looked, and listen, this isn't weird, and it's not like I get lottery numbers. So if you're thinking, can you show me the lottery, Holy Spirit? I've not seen that work yet. So if you're thinking, well, right now you don't need the lottery. You need to know what your next step is. You need to know what job to take. You need to know what to do with your child. You need to know who to marry. Looks like the woos left the building. Are these not important things?
Yes. Yes.
When the Holy Spirit showed me I was supposed to marry Joy, that wasn't her revelation. I told her, I said, Spirit, I know I just gave my life back to the Lord, and he tells me I'm going to marry you. She looked at me, she said, he didn't tell me that. So by the way, if someone comes to you and goes, the Holy Spirit told me you're supposed to marry me. Whoa, hang on, Sparky. You need to hang on to that until I get a witness from the Holy Spirit myself. And if you're a serial killer, I ain't marrying you. If you're weird, you don't have a job, I know. Hang on. Getting real up in here. All right. Joy was praying, and her dad had come. Her dad did not know the Lord. Stepfather, good man. And before we started the church, she was standing. They went to a Christmas Eve service. I think I was watching the little ones. She went to a Christmas Eve service, and she's standing next to her stepfather, and they're lighting candles. And her stepfather turned and lit her candle. And Joy said, right on the inside, she heard, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of one of his saints. Now, I will tell you this a lot of times about the Holy Spirit is he will bring scriptures to you. And when a scripture comes up, don't go, well, I got a great memory. No, a lot of times he's doing that for a purpose. And she turned and lit his candle, and it said, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of one of his saints. Now, a couple of things. One, he's not dying. And number two, he wasn't a saint. He was an unbeliever. He would always turn Joy away when she would talk to him about coming to the Lord. And so she went back, and her mom sat down with her after that service, sometime right in that time, and said, he's been to the doctor. He has cancer. And he thought he had 6 months. And when he left the table, George's mom looked at her and said, he doesn't have 6 months. So he came back. And so Joy, now the death part made sense. But the saint part didn't make sense. But she's holding on to the saint part. And he came back, and he was back and forth, and his health started to decline pretty quickly. And Joy was getting over being sick. She'd had surgery. She was getting over that. And one evening, she said her mom was cooking, and the kids were quiet, and she had a moment. She looked at her stepdad, and she said, Dad, you need to pray with me. And he said what he would always say, Joy, you pray for me. She looked at him. She said, no, Dad, you need to pray. He said, okay, just this once. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. She led him right into a prayer. And he was gone just, I think, 3 weeks later. Joy comes from a Catholic background, and the priest had come by, last rites, I guess. Priest came by to see him. He said, I've never seen a man more peaceful dying. Oh, when you know where you're going. Right. When you got peace here, boy, it makes death so much less daunting. But the Holy Spirit let her know that ahead of time. There will be things. You say, well, Alan, why didn't the Holy Spirit speak to me? Why? And I'll tell you why. I don't think it's that he's not speaking. I think we're not listening. And guys, honestly, if we're so busy, and I can be just as guilty of it, but if the first thing you pick up in the morning is your phone and start scrolling, you're going to have a harder time hearing from him. We need to learn quiet. We need to learn still. We need to... Yeah, this is going to suck the woos right out of this room. But honestly, we're so busy. So busy. And I can be just as guilty of, man, I can get up and automatically might start looping about what I need to do. This is why starting your day slow, spend some time with the Lord slow, put the phone down, pick your Bible up, spend some time. And you're going to find that he's given you, now you say, well, is he going to talk to me in a voice? No, usually it's a witness. You get a sensing, you get a witness. It's not a, and this is a whole series on being led by the Spirit. But don't look for anything spectacular, not flaming scrolls, not booming voices. You ever heard people say, I just had a gut feel on that. You ever had a gut feel and it came to pass? You're like, what? Listen, that's how the Holy Spirit talks. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. And that's where the Lord lights your candle on the inside. A lot of times you'll notice people get witnesses like that in the shower. Because their mind just goes blank for a little bit, and all of a sudden they get an idea, or they get a witness, or they get something along those lines. Because they got still, got quiet. So he'll lead you. He'll guide you. Again, this is not just for preachers. This is for all of us. All of us need to be led. All of us need this. Would it help you? If you knew the Holy Spirit could help you, you're not as vastly surprised by a lot of things that take place. Oh, it would help. Big time. It's available. You got to open the door. You got to be willing. Would you bow your heads with me for a moment? If you're here this evening or you're watching online and you've heard me talking, you're like, Alan, I don't even know if I have a relationship with the Lord. I don't know much about the Holy Spirit. But my relationship with the Lord's not where it should be. It's not right. But I want it to be right. This is a great time to do that. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. No one's looking around. We're going to say a prayer. I'm not going to have you stand up or come to the front. Our purpose is never to embarrass you. It's to give you an opportunity to receive. So as heads are bowed, eyes are closed. No one's looking around. If you say, Alan, I want to be sure where I stand with the Lord, or I want to come back to Him. Would you pray for me? Would you slip your hand up just quickly as I just look around? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't be embarrassed. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your courage. Yeah. His hands have gone up all over. Anybody else? Wonderful. Good. All right, put your hands down. We're going to pray. And maybe you didn't lift your hand. If you're online, I can't see you. But if you, this is you, and you're like, man, I want this. Well, we're going to pray with you as a church family. If you're by yourself, online, pray it out loud with us. If you're with other people, pray it quietly. Say, dear God, I know mankind needs a Savior. I know I can't save myself. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. And God raised you from the dead. Right now, I confess you as my Lord, as my Savior, as the one who forgives me and restores me. Thank you, Jesus. My past is forgiven. I have a relationship with you. I'm a new creation in Christ because I said yes to you. Father, thank you for those that prayed that prayer. Here and online, thank you, Father. For those who've come to you for the first time, those who've come back, you receive them, you love them, you care about them. And Father, for the rest of us, thank you for the Holy Spirit's ministry in our life. Thank you. He's a friend we can trust and a friend who can lead us. Thank you for that. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. We hope this message has blessed you. Don't forget to check us out on all the social platforms. We're uploading encouraging content on a regular basis. For more information, go to thearcchurch.com. Have a great week.